This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Salamu alayhi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh. May Allah's peace, may His safety, may His mercy, may His blessings be upon you all. And welcome, my dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, to yet another episode of our Ramadan series, Moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, as you can see from my background, I am back in Sydney. In fact, from yesterday's episode, you would have deduced the same. Alhamdulillah, it was a wonderful, wonderful trip to Brisbane and the Gold Coast, and seeing, subhanAllah, the many Muslims settled on the most eastern part of the globe, engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the blessed month of Ramadan, meeting wonderful imams, wonderful scholars, and just such hospitality, experiencing the kindness and the selflessness of our brothers and sisters there, as we see also here in Sydney. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless everyone involved and accept from us all. Ameen. Tomorrow, inshallah, we head out to Melbourne and for a couple of days and meet our Muslim brothers and sisters, the members of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there, and run some Taraweeh programs. And then I will return to Sydney, and then inshallah we will see where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us. We will move on to other lands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve us in His obedience. Ameen. For today's episode, I want to share with you a narration in Sahih al-Bukhari. Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator of this hadith. And she says that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a group of his companions out on an expedition. And obviously, as per the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would select a lead. And that lead then would lead them in the prayer. And when he would pray in the salah, he would pray. And then he would end his recitation with Surah Al-Ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. And he was doing this as a habit. So when they got back, immediately the companions went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked him about this. That this is what he does. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them, go and ask him why he does this. And then he responded back by saying that because Surah Al-Ikhlas is full of the wonderful qualities and names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I love to recite it. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them, tell him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. La ilaha illallah. A true moment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love us. Now there's so many talking points, brothers and sisters in Islam, from this narration. From them, no doubt, the importance of staying away from innovation. Do not innovate in the religion. Bid'ah has no place in the religion. And obviously the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked his companions to ask this person why, because based on his intention, would it be known whether he was innovating or whether he wasn't innovating? We know that in salah you can recite what you want, alhamdulillah, but if you're reciting it as a form of a rule and it becomes a norm and you believe that this is part and parcel of the religion, then this would be problematic. And his response was otherwise, right? So he said that he responded by saying that I'm only doing it out of love, not out of belief that there's any obligation upon us, or this is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He loves Allah so much, he loves the qualities mentioned in the surah, and when he reads it, he feels closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thus he does it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah loves him. Surah Al-Ikhlas, no doubt, brothers and sisters in Islam, is a surah dedicated to the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his lordship, in his rububiyyah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals in it that say to them, O Muhammad, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and unique, and He is as-samad, the one upon who everything in existence is dependent upon. No one gave birth to Him, nor did He give birth to anyone, and there is nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There's nothing like Him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Surah Al-Ikhlas also, brothers and sisters in Islam, is tantamount to a third of the Qur'an. It doesn't mean that if you want to complete the Qur'an that you just read three times Surah Al-Ikhlas, but what it means is that its rewards are greater, and it also means that its meanings encompass, subhanallah, a third of the Qur'an. But no doubt, if you recite it, you get the rewards of reciting a third of the Qur'an, insha'Allah, as some of the scholars have deduced from this narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, that doesn't absolve anyone from reciting the Qur'an cover to cover, page by page, line by line, word by word, because also in this there are rewards, not just the rewards of reading a third of the Quran or two thirds or three thirds, but also the rewards of the effort spent, the rewards of the time your lips move, your tongue moves. And we spoke about this in earlier moments with Allah sessions about when our recitations are rewarded, the rewards of being a recitation, and that is obviously when our lips move and our tongues move. So I leave you with this lesson, with this narration from Sahih al-Bukhari upon the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha for today's moment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love you all for the sake of Allah, and until next time, salamu alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.